This your boy Thekka Jones, and you're tuning in to the Frocast on NetTheAfro.com.
What color are these people?
They are niggas.
Oh, shit.
Hey, yo, what up, rap fans? This is Trackstar, the DJ representing the Smoking Section and Grind Time Rap Gang. You are checking out NetTheAfro.com. Bang, bang, bang.
Nappy Afro, what's up with it, man? Comedian Roy Wood Jr., your prank call, Sullivan Son, TDS, all that. Listen, send me a check. Yeah, you know, don't play this mix till I get a check from y'all. I need a check from y'all. Let's just go ahead and say, I figure $340 ought to cover everything I just said. I know y'all had Killer Mike call in and everything, 8 pounds in the house. So this Alabama representing one time, man. Big up, Nappy Afro.
Hey, you know who it is. The Jesus vs. Mero show. It's your boy, Jesus Nice, a.k.a. Young Chipotle. Pocket stay fat like Terrio. I see you keeping it 100. Stay right, dog. One.
Yo, what up? All the way live from the 919. It's Fonte. Fonticolo. Giving a shout out to my people at NappyAfro.com.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. Grind Time Rap Gang, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
Now tuned into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I am your boy King Germ, aka the People's Champ, aka the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, aka the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, aka LeBron Flames, aka the King of the Lames, aka the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, aka Germ Cena, aka Pod Strickland, aka Fat Sajak, aka the Brooks Bandit, aka the Mike Jordan of recording, aka Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, aka ASAP Stocky, aka the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, aka the Pod Father, aka Pod Sham God, aka Rowdy Potty Piper, aka Pod Girly, and my last aka Fat Mahomes. I'm now joined by my elegant co-host, the daunting, the problematic, the always be shopping, Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and none other than my favorite a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germs in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, comment, rate the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. We on all of them, so just give us a good rating, please. Don't forget, we got a voicemail. We can call in and leave a message at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We have a Patreon where you can support all things Nappy Afro, get exclusive behind-the-scenes content. You can join for as little as a dollar. And get shouted out like our latest Patreon, Adrian Gregory. So shout out to Mr. Adrian or Mrs. Adrian Gregory. Whatever you want to be called. So you get shouted out just like Adrian Gregory coming to Patreon. And if you don't want to do any of those other options I gave y'all, the best way y'all can help us is by sharing it, reblogging it, retweeting it, put it in your story. You know what I'm saying? Telling a friend. You know what I'm saying? Snatching their phone. You know, kamikaze subscribing to it on their little podcast thing. Because I know all y'all got Spotify. I know all y'all got goddamn Apple Podcasts and Google Play. So just go ahead and add us, man. That's all we asking. So, Queen Germ, how was your week?
It's been pretty good. The hustle and bustle, my favorite time of the year. Getting out here, getting these Christmas gifts, everything wrapped and, you know, getting everything checked off the list. So it's been amazing, you know. Mm.
Well, me
getting on the last little deals and all of that good stuff.
Yeah, I hate this time of year. I really do. I'm not a Grinch. You know what I'm saying? Because I love. I just don't like Christmas time. You know, I try not to be a downer on everybody else's Christmas, but you know, it's just. Eh.
I mean, when it ain't in you, it ain't in you, and then you bring down the mood.
So I don't bring down natural. The mood. It's just, you know, I try not to spoil other people.
If it's not genuine, it is spoiled.
Huh. But if I sit there and be quiet and not being bothered, then, you know, how can I spoil them if I'm not saying anything?
I mean, if you say so. I mean, the vibe is there.
But I mean, if the vibe is like
You put out that aura. Yeah, of negativity.
But it's not negative if I just choose to sit here and just be like, I'm bothered.
I mean, you don't give the people no kind of emotion. Oh, yeah, that's really nice. Oh, thank you for this. This is so wonderful. You just be like, oh, okay, appreciate it. All right. Like, it's nothing of importance.
I mean, because it's, you know, that's just me, man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just not, I downplay everything. You give me gifts on my birthday, I act the same way.
Oh, and that's sad.
Thanks. You know, because it's like, I'm just me. It's cool. I'm just, you know, I appreciate it, but it's like, you didn't have to. I really mean that. You didn't have to. You know, if I don't get anything for Christmas, I won't be upset. You know what I'm saying? It don't hurt my feelings.
I mean, my thing is, Christmas is for kids.
Yeah, it is
for
kids.
So, I mean, any grown person who's still getting gifts, you should be thankful for anything. Yep. I don't care what the reason is why you're getting it, whether it's a co-worker swapping, friends, family swapping, whatever you're doing. As grown people getting other grown people gifts, you should be very grateful.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying, because Christmas is for children.
Amen. I agree with that. And how do you feel about parents that get their kids gifts and say, from mom or from dad instead of both of them?
Sometimes you're trying to just stretch out the gifts, because I do that all the time. It ain't even saying one person bought you a better gift than the other person. I mean, especially if you're all in the same household, kids shouldn't even think like that. But to me, if the daddy ain't there.
Just talking about if the mom and dad is there.
If the mom and dad is there, I just feel like chances are the person is just doing something. It ain't even so much of saying mom and dad, like, we all in this house, so it shouldn't matter, because chances are dads don't buy gifts that much anyway. So if your name end up on something, the mama put it on there.
Yeah.
So it ain't that deep to me.
I got you. Well, you know, so
I mean, what is your take on it, because clearly you brought it up?
Oh, I just asked questions because I had me and one of my friends was having a talk, and he was like, yo, I'm putting from dad on there. I want him to know that came from me. And I was like, what do it fucking matter?
And they in the same house.
Yeah, that's why I was like, what do it fucking matter? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, sometimes it's a gift. I mean, like, for me, and my thought process is more so like the gift that you should be getting from that particular person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if y'all play sports a lot, then if it's a gift that's a video game or a football, it would probably be the gift that's from dad, because it seems like something that would come from that place. If it's something like a sweater, something that, you know, like a mom gift, then that would be my thought process behind it. But it ain't never nothing like, I want to get credit for this one. I'm going to give you credit for that one. It's not that serious.
I got you. So, happy holidays. Merry Christmas to all y'all. Happy Kwanzaa and whatever else.
Hanukkah
and all the other stuff that y'all out there celebrating, we'll go ahead and say that. Get that out the way, because the fuckery's on the way. Jingle bell, all that good shit. Got a good snatch alert right here. You ever heard of Terrell Pryor?
No, not until this.
Okay, he's a football player. You know, he played in the NFL. You know what I'm saying? He was very, you know, he was a good guy on the field. Played quarterback at Ohio State. Recently got into some trouble with his woman. And his woman ended up stabbing him up. He ended up getting arrested. They said this man flatlined twice. You know what I'm saying? He's still alive. And she's 24-year-old. Her name is Shalaya. Yeah, Briston. She's walking the streets again after a judge decided that the woman charged with attempted homicide and aggravated assault in Pittsburgh stabbing that critically injured former Ohio State quarterback Terrell Pryor could be released while on electronic home monitoring. She can actually thank Pryor to that. They say that during the hearing, Pryor didn't object to her release and saying, let her out. You know what I'm saying? I think he even posted a bond for her. So that led me to believe that this woman has some fire, ire, because ain't no way in the world you're going to stab me up. Damn near kill me. And I'm willing to let you out.
I mean, people stupid. That's just what it is. Because it ain't got nothing to do with no coochie. Because you ain't going to get no pussy if you dead. So me thinking that, oh, she got some good stuff means I need her to, you know what I'm saying, to still be walking around here. If she ain't giving it to you, or if she around here trying to stab you, I'm thinking, if nothing else, he got this warped sense of what love is, and you thinking like, oh, because whatever altercation that led her to stab me, like, this here, she must love me.
Mm-hmm.
So in your mind, you must think you got the good dick, and that she about ready to kill you to keep another broad from getting it, or some shit, but me personally, that ain't the kind of relationship I can be in. All that trying to die? No. We not doing all of that. I'm trying to live.
I mean, I like a little danger. Nah, I don't want to get stabbed up. I don't want to get stabbed up or nothing like that. You know, you act up a little once in a while. I'm cool with that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, physicals, nah. I ain't going to be sitting here tussling around.
I mean, that done going too far.
Yeah.
Like, I end up in the hospital. We done.
Yeah.
No.
She done stabbed this man up. I'm talking about he... Oh, my gosh, bro.
There ain't no way in this world. What I'm going to do all that for?
That is nuts, bro. I mean, wow. That's love right there, though, I guess.
That's not.
That's that toxic love. It's like, you know, you willing to put it all on the risk it all for somebody. Like, you love.
You saying risk it all. You risking it all. That's not even making sense.
I mean, but that's how much you love them. You willing
to. You can't love nobody that much. Like, if it's worth my freedom.
Yes.
I'm going to get locked up because I love you so much. I'm going to kill you and catch a charge.
Mm-hmm.
That's dumb. That ain't love. That's just you acting off of impulse, and you ain't got no kind of sense of, you know, using no rational thinking. Because once you do this, if this was actually to take place and this man died, you would really have a whole lot of other circumstances. Because his mom and the man don't give a damn about your ass.
Mm.
His family is not finna say, oh yeah, I think she's an okay person. She just lost her cool. No. Her people is trying to go for your head. His people are trying to go for your head.
Damn. So you're not with it.
Definitely not. Mm-mm. I mean, I ain't trying to die.
So let's say, for instance, you stab me up.
Not gonna happen.
You expect for the relationship to be over once you stab me?
Yeah. So it better be.
So if I come back to you and be like, baby, I still love you,
I'm gonna have to kill you because that means that you crazy. you not about trying to be with me for real. That means that you finna set me up. I'm finna come home and you gonna kill me, so I'm gonna have to kill you first. That's what that means to me. Because anybody with some good sense know that you don't come back from that.
Well, I mean, but what if I, you know, you felt, what if you was like, baby, I just made a mistake. You know, I was angry.
I can see if I stabbed you one time.
Mm-hmm.
If I stabbed you to the point where you had to go to the hospital, the people had to revive you. The people had to give you pints of blood. The people had to do something out of the ordinary besides give you a couple of stitches and send you home the same day. We should not be together because this ain't good. This ain't good for nobody. So no, that's not the kind of lifestyle I want to be in. Uh-uh. That's too much excitement for me.
I hear you, man. Well, poor Terrell and Pryor, man. Wish you luck, man.
I mean, I'm glad he's still alive.
Yeah. He better be glad he's still alive. But damn, we glad. He better be glad he's still alive.
He need to get some sense and walk away from that type of situation because that right there is not going to end well.
Nah, man. It's not. They're going to be back together.
They might be. Just a couple stab wounds. Yeah, just on.
Get her name, get a letter of her name on each of the stab wounds on your body.
The child might write her name 3 times the way it sounds. If you talking about the nigga died.
Twice.
Had to be revived and all kind of what came on child, please.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's that ghetto foolishness that these turn like these days.
That's love. Mm-mm. Pain is love.
No, it really is not. Love is love. Yeah. That's what it is.
Got a question.
Got an answer.
It's some kids, they like doctorates or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They went to a little plantation, and they took a picture in front of this old slave quarters. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people was giving them a hard time about it. So let me read a little bit about it. It said, standing outside a former slave cabin on a sprawling Louisiana plantation, surrounded by his medical school classmates, Russell Ledet imagined his ancestor smiling down. We are our ancestors' wildest dreams, he wrote in a tweet sharing a photograph of the moment. In the background, an original slave quarter. In the foreground, original descendants of slaves and medical students. Shit went all up. You know, all these kids go to Tulane. Excuse me, all these young adults go to Tulane University, all dressed in their white lab coats. You know, they stood. It was the Whitney Plantation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people are calling it like saying, you know, like, you know, a lot of people applauding and saying black excellence. Then you got the people that's like, hey, they got a problem with it. Do you have a problem with this? Do you think it's too woke? Like,
I mean, it ain't even, I mean, I don't even say in that category. I just feel like it's some young black people giving respect to their profession and their culture, their history. And for me, knowing that medicine evolved, in especially in the South, from all the experimentation that took place on a plantation. So it's like you kind of can't even give credit to medicine, the development of medicine in the South or in slave states, without giving, you know what I'm saying, recognition to the fact that this is where it happened. They experimented on the slaves because they just did things by trial and error. So a lot of things that have come out of it, it was definitely a sacrifice, but giving respect to those individuals that were lost through those types of experimentations, I feel like it's something that needs to be more discussed and talked about, because a lot of people just want to, you know, push things along, and especially mainstream doesn't really want to give us any reason to think, you know, any other way about them. You want to always think that, you know, everything was done properly. I mean, right now you got so many rules about how you can dispose of animals and test on animals and this, that, and the third. But you didn't care nothing about human beings. And so to have those dialogues would require that we look back at some of the things that were done wrong. And that's the thing. A lot of people are like, for us to move forward, we have to just let go of the past. And we can't. Because that's the reason why so many black people find themselves in situations that they do, is because we have an identity crisis. And so when you say we can't have no time of reflection to say that these individuals went to a school nearby this area or in this area and they decided to take this picture, it meant something to them. They shared it with the world. Nobody should try to make them feel like this was not a worthy situation or something that they should not have done, because I feel like it was nothing done wrong, and it's definitely something that black people should be proud of and want to have a little more understanding about.
Okay, okay. Like your thoughts on that. Very deep, very thought out. Hey, you sounded passionate about that. I can't even follow that up with anything.
Whatever.
Because I was going to say some foolery, but you know, you trying to get us up there. You trying to elevate us right now.
I mean, so. I'm just saying, what was your nonsense?
Oh, no, I mean, you know, me personally, I just think they was being too woke. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, you ain't have to do all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it's better than what most of these little kids, when they graduate, they take their little poses in front of all the other little
I mean, I done seen them popping champagne bottles, pouring them on their lab coats, da-da-da-da. So I'm like, you know.
So I get it, man. I know I'm not going to give these kids a hard time. These young people a hard time, because, hey, man, you know, if that's how you want to express, you know, we have came a long way from slavery.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We had, you know, if you want to be real, it's been in the South anyway. You only been free the last 60 some years. Since 65, do the math. How much is that?
You said 65. It's got to be more than that.
That's when the damn civil rights law went in.
But that ain't up for 55 years.
Oh, well.
I mean, your parents ain't been no slaves, so you.
I'm just saying, like, we didn't have a fair shake until 1960.
Shit, you still ain't got one.
But I mean.
Documented, I guess.
We didn't start getting a fair shake until 1965, unless you in the South. Like, yeah. If you left out the South, you know, your parents, if you was raised in, you know, other states or something. Years. So I think we've done a lot. We came a long way, and we still got ways to go. But
yeah, we definitely got a ways to go.
But I think that they are amazed at how, like, damn, these motherfuckers are amazing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They hold us back for a reason. And so we should celebrate anytime we're excellent. So I'm not even gonna go hard on them on the people for that, man. Do it. Express it how you wanna express. You can show that, hey, we came from slave quarters to now we in the damn doctor's office. That's what's up.
Yeah. I mean now the one thing that I know has been going viral is this thing with all these black queens or whatever, Miss America's.
That was just your winner. You can't shit on them now.
I'm just saying, I had that, but I'm just saying when we do that. I'm just saying that shouldn't be like the biggest thing. Like, okay, that's great. We get to see ourselves in different lights.
Yes.
But this means more to me than that, because of the fact that you talking about people making advances, and it don't have nothing to do with what you look like. You know what I'm saying? Somebody could, you know, you can easily take a spin on a beauty pageant when you are kind of like exploiting women, when we're trying to kind of move past that. So I really think that's something that needs to be phased out, something that needs to be kind of revamped, I guess. I was on the beauty pageant tip, kind of impressed by it. It was this young lady, she was a chemist.
Mm-hmm.
And her talent was something with like the exploding toothpaste type thing, and it was real cool. But it was one of the things that my high school chemistry teacher did that was similar to that, that kind of really got me into the science, because I just thought it was so much cool stuff. You mix chemicals together and voila, you have this magic trick. But, you know, just knowing that people have different talents and different skills, we should celebrate more so how your mind works, things that you bring to the table versus just what you look like. So, but it means a lot when you talk about a beauty pageant thing, because when you can see somebody that looks like you, it kind of helps our young ladies to realize we are, you know what I'm saying, making it mainstream, and you got a platform for what you're trying to do versus shaking your ass in a video.
Amen. But we still need those to shake their ass in the videos.
Anyway.
Because then we won't have no damn videos.
Well, y'all won't look at videos no way.
Yeah, so. Well, moving on. Are you a tipper?
Oh, yeah.
So when you go out to eat, you tip?
I tip.
Okay. Now.
Are you a tipper?
Yes, I tip.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? No, I tip. It depends on how you keep my drink. You keep my drink, my cup, and my cup runneth over.
Uh-huh.
Your tip is good. Okay. If I have to sit there and my cup is empty for a while, your tip starts diminishing. Okay. And it's just how I judge. You know, if you basically a competent server, you don't fuck nothing up, you don't get a good tip. Okay. You don't get a tip. I ain't saying I never tip good because, you know, hey, it is what it is.
I mean, 20% is what they want, isn't it?
It used to be 10. Then it was 15. Now it's 20%?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. So a $10 meal.
It's $2. $2 tip is easy math, man. You got that.
Watch. Okay. Okay.
I mean, first of all, the people don't make no money.
That's not. That's.
You was about to say something, so I'm trying to.
No. I'm saying. You're saying that the people don't make no money.
Correct. So they living off the tips.
Okay. Did I, knowing that, going in to be a waiter.
But that means that you have to give excellent service, because I've been a waitress. And my thing is, I can't stand when people go out to eat and they cannot afford the tip.
I can afford to go out to eat. What you mean I can't afford the tip?
That means you deserve to go to the drive-thru.
What you mean?
You don't need to come inside. You need to call your food to go.
So,
and come and get this shit and take it back to your house. Eat it in your car. I don't give a damn what you do with it. But you can't sit at this table that I got to clean up and bring you refills and all that shit. Not for $0.
I mean, I feel like if I'm going to, I mean, I don't have nothing against tipping, but I mean, if I only got two extra dollars, if my meal was $37, and I ain't got but $40. I mean, hey, you're going to have to take this whatever change left and be happy.
Okay, well, I mean, not that that's going to be okay, but hey, you gave something. But I have worked my butt off for people who don't leave anything, and that just burns me up. Like,
You did your job, though, right?
It ain't about that. Did
you do anything out of the ordinary for this person?
Yeah.
Like what? Like, give me an example. Like,
if I'm refilling your drink, you getting drink after drink after drink. If you over here, your kids spilling stuff, I'm wiping up crap. I didn't give you the mop. I didn't give you the rag to wipe off the table. I did that. So if you need extra condiments, dipping sauce, whatever you got going on, hot sauce, something, you running me. Because the food was not, you know what I'm saying, it was whatever, but you want me to do something extra. So I'm giving you all these services. So, you need more napkins, you need another bag, you need a to-go box, you need this, you need that. So if I'm willing to do all of that, you should be willing to come off of some dollars. It's a service that's understood. It ain't to go back and forth about.
So I'm under the impression that you just supposed to serve me my food and that's it.
That's what you would get if your ass went to the drive-thru. That's what your ass would get if you would have got your food to go. I wouldn't be coming to your house and passing you nothing.
Okay, but so if I, let's say for instance, you don't bother me at all. You just bring me my food, I eat my food, one drink, and I'm out the door. Do you think you deserve a tip?
If I came and checked on you and you never wanted anything, I still should get something because you didn't want anything.
Wait, but you didn't do anything.
But you didn't want anything. I can't do what you don't want me to do. I can't provide you the service that you don't need.
So why should I leave a tip? If I didn't bother you, none.
You did bother me because I had to come and check on you. Because I sat down
in this area.
And I have to clean up after you when you leave. I do. So if you weren't there, that would be nothing I would have to do. So, yes, you owe me a tip because I got to clean off your area because you're going to leave some crumbs or something. If nothing else but the water ring from the bottom of your cup because your cheap ass can't tip. I know you ain't bought no drink. So, therefore, you're sitting there with your whatever mess you left up there. I got to come behind you.
Mm, Man, it's a hard world out here. I don't.
It's not. Put money in your thing. I mean, like, even if you can't tip 20%, tip 10%. Give the person something for their trouble.
So let me ask you a question. Do you tip when you go in takeout?
No, they give you an extra charge anyway. Now, if somebody in takeout give me some real nice service, I give them a couple of dollars. Because it's like sometimes you'll go, to a restaurant or something. They might kind of mess up something and realize they gave you some extra food in the process of bagging up your stuff. And they'll be like, oh, don't worry about it or whatever. I give it to them, give them a dollar or two. Or they give me something extra or give me a drink for free and I ain't order no drink, you know.
I think everybody is asking for tips now. Subway people want tips.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. They have a tip jar at Subway. That is like, ain't no other way for you, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, you're an hourly worker at Subway. So
but that's what I'm saying. Like, so why y'all want tips? Like, they got tip jars at every establishment. You're right,
because they have them at Chipotle. I just thought about that.
You know what I'm saying? How else am I supposed to get my food here? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, but you are not obligated to give them a tip at that point. Okay. Because those places, they get an hourly wage, so I'm not looking at you as a waitress or a waiter. Man. So if you want to tip because you love it so much or you just got some extra dollars you want to enter your change, you know, thing in a container, then that's fine. But no, I wouldn't feel obligated to give nobody no tip just because they got a job, didn't I? That don't move me at all.
Because a lot of noise has been made about tips. The reason why we're talking about tipping is because Mariah Carey, she sent one of her assistants to go pick up some food from a restaurant. The bill came up to like, you know, almost $500. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And the change was like $6-7. And the assistant was like, yo, give me the change back. She didn't tip. And the person who, you know, got this meal was kind of upset, you know, kind of spilled the beans, you know what I'm saying? Saying she didn't get tipped on a $500 lobster and steak meal. Said, along with the steak strip and lobster tail, the upscale meal included roast chicken, salmon, crab cakes, pasta dishes, salad, and spinach. After paying $493.67 bill in cash, the staffer took $633 and change.
I mean, first of all, you can't be mad because I work for somebody. I don't know what type of arrangements these people got with you. But I know one thing, you go to your job, they send you to run an errand, you come back and you ain't got no people change, and they didn't tell you to give the people the change or give the people anything in particular, you gonna mess around and lose your job over $6 and some change. So what I look like saying, oh yeah, keep the change. If I'm working as an errand person, do you really think I got $50, $100 to give somebody as a tip? You see what I'm saying? So what the hell I'm gonna go in my pocket now and give you a tip so that you can feel good? Shit, I'm on your level, if not worse.
Okay, so they said a source told the website restaurant staff were rolling their eyes after Chef Will Savarese crafted the meal with extra attention to make sure that everything was perfect for the notoriously finicky pop star. You know what I'm saying? So, dude, you did your job. They got the food to go. Like, what did you expect? Like, that's my whole thing right there. Like, I can see if Mariah's sitting there and they heard her party sat there and they ate the food in the place, but you was getting it to go.
I mean, it's nice for people to tip. It's not required. And that's the thing. So it's like if I stiffed you on the check, I ran out and didn't pay, then there's a problem because I ate your food.
Yes.
And this is merchandise that I've consumed. But when you're talking about a tip, yeah, I would like for you to tip. I would want you to be the responsible person that if you can't tip, take your food to go. But I darn sure ain't going to say that, oh, you got to give somebody a tip. It's mandatory, blah, 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 blah. But on top of that, if you are a waiter or waitress, you better get the bomb service every time because you don't know what nobody's going to give you. Because I done been tipped by people who look like they ain't had no money to pay for their food. And then it's been times people who I felt like should have been giving up all the money because they done ran me raggedy.
69 cents.
Has given me little to nothing.
39 cent, whatever that looked. Whatever little meager, left. Whatever was left. But so, I mean, like I said, I mean, if you just keep my drink right, you're going to get a tip from old Germ. I'm not really, you know, as long as you ain't no bad servant.
Like, yeah, now if you trash, you ain't getting nothing. Like I'm going to tell you that now.
Like the lady we had at one time at, what's it called? Genghis.
Oh.
The one you got to argue about the extra rice.
I didn't.
We left her a tip of 2 cents, and then she was trying to, be all funny about it. So, you know.
I mean, my thing is, shoot, you can treat people all kind of ways. Yeah. Especially when I done been here before and the people done gave me the damn rice. So, I mean, it's some rice. Like, what? I mean, they shouldn't even put that shit with a price on it on the damn menu. Like, it's rice, people. Rice. I mean, like, that shit is free. Damn near free.
Damn near.
So, I'm not understanding how you going to charge me $2 when I done been in here before and the people have given it to me for zero. Now, that's when you get a tip.
Yeah.
When you done gave me some shit that might have normally cost. So, I'm saying $2 that I got for the free rice, I can give it to you on top of the regular tip I was going to give you because now I feel like, hey, we winning.
Yeah.
You looked out for me, I'm going to look out for you. Y'all, I mean, bring extra desserts and shit to the table or ask the person if they want a dessert. You looking out, so you deserve something.
I got you. Well, how you feel about tipping? Let us know. You know what I'm saying? Are you a tipper? Are you a tightwad? Let us know. I want to know.
Stay at home if you ain't got no money.
No, go out to eat. If you can afford to eat, just get it to go. Like they said, you just got to get it to go. Because you don't want to tip. They ought to make a rule. If you sit down, it's just automatically, you know what I'm saying, a tip put on your meal. You know what I'm saying? If you eat in, it's automatically a 10% put on your meal.
Already.
And that way, that'll solve everything right there. And then you ain't got no problems no more.
But then they also be charging you about to go. Because certain places, they charging you for the little to-go box.
Yeah,
but then if I ate my food in here, you would have gave me a to-go box. So what's that about? You ain't charging me for the box then.
Mm. Well, that doesn't sound fair. And speaking of things that doesn't sound fair, it's a school out in Iowa, I think. This middle school teacher is left in tears after principal confiscated pizzas she bought as a reward for her hardworking students because it wasn't fair to other classes. A class of students at Brody Middle School in Des Moines, Iowa, were looking forward to a pizza party organized by their teacher as a reward for their hard work. But the party was abruptly canceled by Principal Thomas Hoffman when the pizzas arrived at the school on Thursday. He said he decided to call off the pizza party as it was not fair to students in other classes who missed out on the festivities. The decision was blasted by parents, and Principal Hoffman has now offered an apology. Oh, he caved already, Principal Hoffman.
He was hungry, and he wanted to eat the damn food.
And, you know, since the teacher, she had been promising her students this party for months. They worked hard. You know what I'm saying? She said, okay, y'all worked hard enough. We're going to have a pizza party. She bought a pizza with her own money.
And that's my thing. You can't take nothing. That's mine now.
You know what I'm saying?
Because me and the principal would have cut up that day.
She said the pizzas were delivered to the class. The teacher paid and signed the receipt. Principal walks into the classroom and says, I never approved pizza parties or something to that effect. And he continued, he took the pizzas from the kids and let them sit in the office for the teacher to pick up after school.
Yeah, me and him would have had a problem.
Wow. So what happened was, he said they're having a pizza party for everybody in the school. You know what I'm saying? So he said he had to have, you know, he didn't feel right that it was fair that one class got pizza, another one didn't. And this further goes to show me the pussification of America, dog. Because that shit used to just happen like that back when we went to school. You'll walk by such and such class.
And they you could smell have, some good
you
stuff.
You could smell the party, the whatever, the McDonald's cheeseburgers, whatever it was.
And it was different stuff because different parents had different jobs.
Yes.
Because if you had somebody in your class who mama and daddy had the bomb job, and those kids, people, they turned up for the Christmas party, and your class had these old, you know, Sam's Club cupcakes, but they pretty good. And you might have had the cheap pizza, or you might have just had chips or some Chex Mix or something.
Yeah.
That's what your party consisted of. You couldn't say, oh, now we got to have a whole buffet. We got to merge these classes together. Yeah. Everybody on the wing got to get a little something. Because if that's not what it was,
we used to have them
ate what was in that classroom.
We used to have them classes with the little partition. Uh-huh. That's the only thing that separated you and the next class. You'll hit them in there. They got the little Caesar pizza. The music might be playing there, and they're having a good old time. Y'all sitting there playing the little thumbs up game and shit.
Y'all looking at Oriental Express.
Yes,
or,
looking at you like, man.
The little Christmas movie, and you got the popcorn.
The little munchkins. You might have the little munchkins from Dunkin' Donuts, you know. So you used to love that when the teacher bought the munchkins in the classroom. You're like, yes, we got donuts.
Yeah, get some popcorn, and that's about it.
I don't know. It's not fair. The other teacher should have been like, hey.
On point.
Yeah. This other teacher's probably single. She probably got no kids. Got extra. She probably a new teacher. And, you know, that was her
just
little.
Just excited.
You know how the new teachers get. So she was like, she promised a pizza. And then you going to do that to her? Like, so what about all this pizza I paid for?
Yeah, because I'm gonna need you to run me a nice check.
Now I got all this fucking pizza. Like what?
And even if I ain't had but five pizzas, because the class size is you know, whatever. I mean, if you're giving two slices a person, whatever. So if you got 20 kids in the class, that's about that 40. But either way it go, my thing is, if I had to spend my money, this was my party.
Yeah.
What you coming down here for the children and seeing the pizza?
Yeah.
That's more traumatic to the ones that saw it than the ones who smelt it. Mm. Because you around here, they don't work hard, and you going to crush their dreams because the rest of these people, who's to say if any of those kids met the criteria that my kids had to meet for the pizza party? Mm. So now you taking something away from them that they did earn for the likes of somebody else going home and complaining to their mama about something?
Did you come to my classroom and say, oh, I didn't authorize, I bought all this other shit in my classroom, paid
that
for
that you didn't authorize?
That everybody, other teachers don't got. Like, I might have bought a Mac computer and got it in my computer. Yeah. I might have bought a 3D printer in my classroom. Like, oh, I had a 3D printer at home. I got one in here now. Yeah. You know, my science class, we learned about 3D printing. That's, you didn't say nothing about that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So why this pizza is any different? It might be another science teacher that's just jealous as fuck. Like, this nigga got a 3D printer in there. Like, what the fuck?
I'm still teaching
off the goddamn video shit. The laser disc. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever they use now in schools. I don't know. I know they don't give them books no more. You know,
they got a couple.
Yeah, workbooks.
It's two in there?
You know, I'm surprised. That's the first two I've seen in like 6 years. Cause I didn't think they gave kids books
I mean, a few classes.
Or maybe mine just don't bring his home.
Yeah, but the little girl, she's bringing a couple of books home.
Oh, okay.
But like I say, it's just foolishness because at the end of the day, you should be allowed to have your academic freedom if you gonna go in the classroom and you know what I'm saying. You don't know what the lady plan was. They might have not have just ate. Mm-hmm. She might have said, "Hey, we gonna have a whole experience with the whole pizza party." Yeah. You don't know what her plans were.
Yeah.
So you know. It's just like you doing too much. They sucking the life and fun out of it.
We're gonna learn fractions today. You know,
looking
what I'm
at the pizza. Then you got how many pieces? It's got 1/8. So we gonna do this, this, and this. So and so got 2 slices. Somebody else got 3 slices. You don't know what the plans were, but you just messed that up.
Yeah. So you know.
And then if you don't double down on what you say, you ain't shit no way. Cause you sitting here talking about something. As soon as the people complain. Not a man going and give the people an apology. What you giving an apology for? If you men do it.
Cause.
You did it now. Shit, the piece of coal and the lady out of her money. So
yes,
you calling about it, I apologize. That shit ain't good for nothing.
Yeah. So the next day you got pizza for everybody, for all the kids in the school. Like, you know, now that's teaching
me. That
mean
the kids who, they ain't got to do nothing.
I work my hard work. Like, well, damn, shit, all I got to do is complain.
Cause
the kids, you know, the other classroom complain like, why y'all teachers ain't doing nothing, man? So, you know, but like I said, the pacification of America, y'all, it's right there in front of our eyes. You see it right there. Proof. Don't be one of these parents, these punk ass parents raising those soft ass kid. Don't do it. Your kid get an F, let him get an F. Don't go complain to the teacher, whine and complain, and your kid don't get put on the team. Don't complain. Make him work hard and make the team next time. Don't sit there and, oh, it's got to be somebody I can talk to. You know what I'm saying? No, don't raise that kind of kid. Please, man, we need to get that shit out of here because these motherfuckers are ruining it for everybody.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest part of the problem is, like, I see it every day. These kids nowadays, they grow up to young adults who are spoiled rotten. They don't want to take no for an answer. They want you to curve every damn thing. If I didn't do well this time, I want to be able to take it again. No, you suck. That's what you need to realize. Like, you just don't meet the mark. And if you don't meet the mark, that means you try again next time. Not this time. Next time. Because right now, you ain't cutting it. You just not. And you want to go talk to my supervisor and their supervisor. And you don't stop till you damn at the damn governor's office.
Yeah.
And you just won't be satisfied. And it's my fault that you suck.
Yeah.
No, not taking into consideration that you got damn 2 jobs, a bunch of kids, and a deadbeat baby daddy. That shit don't never come into the equation. I just can't fucking teach.
Mm.
But meanwhile, you got all this other stuff you got going on. Or that you like to party. Or that you like to sleep. Or that you don't like to fucking come to school. So then at the end of the day, when I'm looking to see if I could give you a point or two, I'm checking the roll. Your name ain't never on the roll. Mm. So how do I justify giving you anything when you ain't never there?
Mm.
That could be the reason why you're a couple of points short. So it's just like, to me, you got to have a standard. You got to stand on what you say is your requirement and your standard. And people will rise to the occasion. But if you keep moving the ball, shit, they ain't going to never do nothing.
Never. That's what we got to stand firm with these youngins. Do not give in. They are little young terrorists. Do not give in to these little motherfuckers, man. No, man. Hell no. I refuse to lose the mind. Won't do it. No, sir. Well, since it's the end of the year, this is the last Frocast of 2019.
Is it?
Yes, the last one of 2019. Can't believe it.
We got another week.
That won't be, that Friday will be the third. That'll be in 2020.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I guess when it would air, we could record yes. one in 2019.
Mm. But this is the last official one of 2019.
Okay.
So, do you have any 2019 reflections? It could be anything. The anything of this year.
Well, I know this year was wonderful because of the fact that I have, my daughter is now a teenager. She turned 13 this year. My son is now a licensed driver. He is 16 this year. So it was very exciting for me for these milestones in my children's lives. Other reflections. Some people ain't who you think they are. And I know that. And it's just like, you know, time after time when you think that you are a good judge of character, every now and then you hit a little bump on the road in life and you realize like, hey, I was wrong on that shit. And, you know, I got one of them recently, but definitely I'm glad it's in 2019 and it happened so late that I can turn the page on 2020 and try to forget about it and move on. But it's just like, you know, you thought somebody was in your corner. You thought they was real, real good people. And then you realize all it takes is a few seconds. And all of those things that you thought were the case were no longer. So, I mean, it's all good. You live and you learn. So, 2019 was pretty good. Lost a couple of people, but
yeah.
R.I.P. So, but yeah. Otherwise, what you had going on that you want to reflect on?
Man, my 2019 reflections, man. The year started out pretty shitty, but me breaking my foot and all that shit and going through that whole ordeal and surgery, rehab, and just the healing process. I was just, you know, I was kind of down on myself and, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, just, I ain't think I was going to ever get back right again. But lo and behold, I came out on the other side, you know what I'm saying? All right, man, you know, so back walking and stuff like that. So that was good because I really thought I made the biggest mistake of my life. I have buyer's remorse when I buy shit. So just imagine a motherfucker that chopped open your motherfucking foot. You know what I'm saying? I was just sitting there like, what the fuck did I do? But in all of that, I did, you know, get a new job. You know what I'm saying?
Woo-hoo.
Got away from my old place that was killing me slowly. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, and I'm happy about that. You know, I kind of get the weekends off, holidays, shit like that I never experienced. And so it's amazing. You know, and I feel like, and it's football, as far as football-wise this year, I feel like this was one of them years where it was supposed to be hard. Like it tested me, you know what I'm saying? And I think it was supposed to be hard. And I don't think another year of success probably would have went to my head or something. I don't know what would happen, but I think I needed this year just to get back grounded, to get back to the grassroots and, you know, get that hunger again. Cause you know, when you sit on the mountaintop for a while, man, you know, you get kind of bored up there with the scenery. So, you know, back down here with the you know, back here fighting with the common folks. So, you know.
I guess that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, but other than that, as far as the show, Frocast, I mean, you know, like I said, consistently brought y'all a show every week. Something I didn't know, but now I'm going to brag about that forever. You know, I was just happy that, you know, we still got people that check in and listen and, you know what I'm saying, fuck with us all the time. So that's just, you know, very thankful for that. And, you know, happy at all the people that, you know, that new listeners that started listening. It's like, yo, they really like the shit and they still fuck with us. So those are part of my reflections, man, of 2019, you know.
Okay. And when you say about that foot incident, I know that you knew that I was a real one, but you got to know that I was really a real one after that foot ordeal, because you was real sickening.
I tried not to be, though. But I tried not to be.
You did. You was a pain.
I mean,
and I came.
I was handicapped. I couldn't do anything. But no. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was down.
I mean, you ain't never stopped smoking. Oh.
I mean, that was the only thing I could do.
Yes. But nonetheless.
Mm. But I do appreciate you being there for me, because I don't know how I would have made it without you. It would have been sad, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, that was our 2019 reflections, man. I don't know if it was sad or what, but...
Mine wasn't, because I was excited about my kids getting older and doing their own little thing, but, you know.
Yeah, but like I said, man, I'm appreciative of every listen that we get, every view, click, whatever, like on Instagram, all that shit. I'm appreciated at all, man, all the dialogue. Like, shit, me and 12 Kyle, man, 2019... You know what I'm saying? Like, that was been like my Ace Boom Coom on Twitter right there, man. I talked 12 Kyle. You know, we always speak. We did a couple shows together. So, man, that was good. Dr. Brazev, you know, he family. You know what I'm saying? We did a show over there. He had me on his show all the time. So, it's just been a great year for the podcast, man. So, you know, but I was going to go into that a little later.
Okay, so, don't get all
emotional. But, yeah, man, I'm not going to get emotional right now.
We know how you get.
Yeah, man. Let's go ahead and take a music break real quick. Do you have a song of the week?
And, you know, you did a good throw to the song of the week for me.
What?
Because you said, you know, you happy, you thankful, and all of that good stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it just so happens that my song of the week is none other than I Want to Thank You by Alicia Myers.
Is this a gospel song?
It is not. I mean, it does kind of have a little reference to God, but she's talking about finding the love of her life. And so she's thanking.
She wants that Dak Prescott.
Okay, back off. And so, you know, she's thankful. And during this holiday season is the reason why I chose this song, because there's a whole lot of gift giving and, you know, nice gestures that are being done during this time. And I just feel like regardless of what you get or don't get, you should definitely be thankful in all of these interactions, encounters, family, friend, fellowships, all of that. So be thankful in 2019. Hopefully carry it on into 2020.
Mm. Well, my song of the week, man, is going to balance that out, man. It is by one of the top swag rappers ever, Mr. Cameron Giles, a.k.a. Cam'ron. My song of the week is Live My Life off his, I think this is his second album. You know what I'm saying? I think that was on Come Home With Me. I think it's on that album, if I'm not mistaken. But, of course, you know this has got that the Tupac beat, Ambitions of a Rider beat, and, you know, Killer just doing his thing on this one. This is my song of the week. So we're going to listen to this music. We'll be right back after the break.
Soon as I get here, niggas want to rap the rock up. Nah, bag slab, rap the rocks up. Gas up, back the block up. Cop killers clapping, coppers blasting, choppers pass the vodka. Listen, don't ever mention Dash or Hoffa. It's never a Harlem thing, dog. You will clash with mobsters. Remember me? Got jumped on TNT. Next week, back pump. TNT. All my niggas got M16s, kid. Yeah. And all we do is watch MTV Cribs. Why? Learn not to infuriate the victim. Purely stick them. Break down your security system. Killer. Stop fronting. You was never a menace. Never a hustler. No, we can never do business. Never. Business is business. Money is money. Hustle is hustle. Stupid is stupid. You the dumbest of dummies. Killer. Leave me alone. Let me just live my life. Just leave me alone. Leave me alone. Let me just live my life.
Yo,
that's the sound of the police.
All I do every day, dog, blunt after blunt, stunt after stunt. They all cunt after cunt, like that I'm shiesty. Look at his shoes, like my Nikes. Know I got a girl, like my wifey, like that I'm rude. Come here, let me pick with your chest, dick on your breast. All they say, that nigga's a mess. You heard me, fam? All worthy of this dirty man. Take it in your ass, how about 30 grams, ma? Go upstate, come back downstate. Next time around, mate, you might get a pound cake. Fuck it up, she understand that I might slap her. I'd be damned if I work for some white cracker. White batter, prize in the pack. Fiends hug it, they love it, call it Cracker Jack. Killer, where the crack is at? Watch me get them dice, throw them hard, let me live my life. Killer.
Leave me alone, let me just live my life. Just leave me alone, leave me alone. Let me just live my life.
Fuck this life is a rap star. You dealing with crack guards. Cooking the crack hard. Let the crack jars. All of the trips, the crib with the backyard. Pull out the gap paw, block the black cars. And I'm scary with the fifth. Compare me to a gift. Yellow diamonds, canary on my wrist. Dust juice, get wet up and wave. That'll be the day Killer can mess up some yay shit. Thug niggas be on point and game tight. Cop and brick and re-up in the same night. And to get that trife, I flick that knife. Doggy dog, let me live my life. Killer.
Leave me alone, let me just live my life. Just leave me alone,
Leave me alone, let me just live my life. That's the sound of the police.
The block is hot, niggas telling me to kill it. Knowing when I get out, they gon' feel it. Witness the realest. Killer. Killer.
We're back, man. Hope y'all enjoyed the music, man. I can't believe this is the last show of the year. I can't believe it, man. My last Keep It 100 of the year. Do you have a Keep It 100?
Yes, I have a Keep It 100.
You know, when you're in line and you ask for your change, and people, don't slide my change to me on the, I didn't hand it to you on there. I handed it to your hand. And you can put my change on the counter. Don't do that. I really don't like that. It's really not right. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I got carried away.
Yeah. you always seem to get carried away.
Well, I'm going to go with my Keep It 100 since you're struggling to
find yours. I'm not struggling. I had to open up my notes.
Okay. Okay. My bad. Go ahead.
Exactly. You're bad. So my Keep It 100, when all this gift giving is going on and people doing, exchanging other gifts and all of this other stuff, don't get caught up, because if you can be bought, you could be sold.
100.
So everybody thinking about, oh yeah, who tricking on who for the holiday season, ain't thinking about nothing, who got somebody else, who buying them gifts and all of that stuff. So please know, the same way they can buy you and make you feel comfortable today, they can pass you along to somebody else. So don't get caught up in the holiday shenanigans.
That sounded a little personal. Well, my Keep 100 is the podcast bubble.
100.
It's about 700,000 podcasts right now. I remember a time when it wasn't that many. I remember a time when it was just a few of us in the game. And now it's so many people doing podcasts. Everybody has a podcast. And while I love it, I've noticed that a lot of y'all don't stick with the program. A lot of y'all come out here thinking the shit gonna be easy. Y'all think that, you know, everybody wants to hear what you have to say about what currently happened, and you feel like your voice is the one that's missing. And so you jump out there and you start a podcast, and then you do probably 2-3 shows. You get a nice little following, and then you miss a week. You miss 2 weeks. Then you do a show. You miss a week. You miss 2 weeks. You miss 3 weeks. Then you do a show. The next thing you know, you call it season 2 and you come out again and you rebrand yourself and this and that. And listen, man, this shit is a fucking grind. If you're not about it, you don't get in it. You know what I'm saying? So it's not going to make you rich. I don't know why y'all people think you're just going to, I mean, some people will pop for, but those people already had platforms before they started a podcast. You, the person that's listening to this show, or a person that you thinking about starting a podcast on Anchor or wherever you still want to start your podcast on, you think you're just going to jump in it and you're going to have 5,000 listens by your second show? No. You might have 5 fucking listens your first show. You might have 12, 25, 35, you know, listens your first show. Then that next week, they drop off. Your friends might not even listen to the show because they're your friends. They're not going to listen to your show too. You can't get mad at them, you know what I'm saying, for not supporting you. You know what I'm saying? But it happens.
You can't get mad for that?
No. It's just because it is what it is. A lot of people out there, they making podcasts, they dropping them for the numbers. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm not one of those people. I drop my podcast and it does what it does. The people that's going to like it, going to like it. I'm not out there chasing, you know, hoping somebody hear my eye show and be like, yo, da-da-da, if you hear it, you hear it. I mean, I'm not going to force it down your fucking throat. That's great. I don't want to do a podcast rate.
Oh, please don't.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But because, I'm not, I saw a list of the top 100 black podcasts, and, no, we wasn't on that list. But I saw some people on that list, and I was like, they don't even fucking do a show every fucking week or every 2 weeks or every once a month. They just had a show they did, So I was kind of like, what is this basing it on?
Nah.
Exactly. All that. So, if you're jumping in this podcast game thinking you're going to make a quick buck, it's not going to happen. It's a grind. It takes time to come up with a show every week. You got to do the show every week. You got to be committed to it. If you ain't got a team of writers, or if it's just you coming up with the stories and you got to scour the web to find stuff to talk about, then that's what you got to do. If you're not willing to do that, don't get in the game, because you're clogging up the pipeline, my nigga. All right? So, 2020, let's get some of these fraudulent podcasts out of here, man. If you're going to be around, man, be consistent with it, man. Like, that's all I'm saying, man. So, that's my Keeping 100. Sorry if I went on too long.
I mean, not too long, but you went on a tangent now.
Winners or losers, do you have any winners?
And you know I do. So, my winners, with this holiday theme, that's my theme for this show.
I see that.
I'm just keeping it real, because it's a lot. I mean, it's all of this shopping in and out these stores, in and out these, lines, has made me think about this whole process. And sometimes, I love Christmas. It's my favorite time of year. I love exchanging gifts. I call myself the best gift giver. But I have to think that in some instances, the people who are not into the whole Christmas gift buying thing, they winning.
Winner.
Like, I would say a lot of times they losing because they crabbing on the holidays and all that stuff. But shit, when I look at my wallet, when I see how quickly these kids rip this paper off these things, and they just be like, okay, next gift, next gift, next gift. Then sometimes I just be like, well, dang. Is it really?
It took me a little longer to make that.
Yeah, like.
That gift right there is 6 hours worth of work.
So, exactly. When we get to calculate. So that's, sometimes it'd be like, hey, y'all right winning there. When you ain't even participating in the whole Christmas hoopla. So, yeah, those my winners.
Mm. Well, my winners, man. All the people that support the show, man. Y'all my winners.
Winner.
I shout y'all out every week. Some of y'all, I don't know who y'all are, but y'all listen every week, man. The Jay Williams, the Peppy J from B-Mores, the Dr. Bracers, the 12 Cows, the Amazing Apps, the Papa Dash, the Daughter Dashes, the RT3s, the Short Tees, the MJ Money 9Ss,
the Dragon Lady,
the Stacks, the Light-Skinned Kanyes, Gerard in Boston, the Drews in DCs. Man, y'all the people that support the show. You know what I'm saying? On the regular, at least let me know y'all support the show, y'all listen. And you know what I'm saying? So, you know, y'all my winners, man, because, you know, the rule of myself. You know what I'm saying? All y'all to check in every week.
So you want to do another shout out at them?
Of course.
Okay, you just did it, but go ahead.
I'm just saying, but, you know what I'm saying? Y'all the ones that, you know what I'm saying, that shows love. And so, you know, y'all my winners, man. 2019, y'all the winners of the year. Y'all okay. Stuck with it. I mean, that's just how I go, man.
I mean, I appreciate it. I like it. I mean...
You know, when they sit there, you know, say little stuff in the show, that let me know they listening. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they say shit like, you got to be listening to hear that shit. It ain't like we, you know, put out little shorts or nothing like that. Like, nah, the motherfuckers be like, hey, that shit be funny. Queen Jarama Trip, da-da-da-da, I can't believe you said that. Da-da-da, all that little stuff, man. Look, we read it. You know, I see it at least. You know what I'm saying? So,
don't do that.
Let y'all know that, you know.
I'm here.
It's appreciated, bro.
And I y'all appreciate winners, y'all too.
Y'all my winners, man.
And that's from the bottom of my heart.
Losers, you got any losers?
Yes, still in the theme. Any of y'all ungrateful bastards who gonna get some shit and y'all gonna be acting like y'all don't want the people hard-earned dollars? I don't care if they spent $2 on you. Okay? Just say thank you.
Loser.
You could re-gift it, use it to lift up the shaky end of your table. I don't know. But just go ahead and be thankful because people don't owe you nothing.
Not so a damn thing.
If they giving you something, they giving it to you because they care. So maybe their pockets ain't as big as they heart, but hell, be appreciative. That's all I'm saying. So you a loser if you ain't thankful for whatever somebody giving you during this holiday season.
Well, my losers, man. Now, you know, I tried to give the baby a shot.
Loser.
You know what I'm saying? But it seems like every time he's always... pulling these little PR stunts. And this latest one, you know what I'm saying? This man and put his meat online or whatever like that. Well, allegedly. Because now, you know, BEASY confirmed that it wasn't the baby's meat. It was somebody else's.
Okay, so how did
I'm just telling you.
I'm trying to know.
I was corrected that it wasn't the baby. It was some other dude.
I'm trying to know.
And, you know, so BEASY confirmed that. You know what I'm saying? So...
Don't play over BEASY like that.
I'm just saying, that's what the man confirmed to me. And so, but I feel like dudes shouldn't be out here, you know what I'm saying, leaking their news. Because Steph Curry news leaked, you know what I'm saying? So now it's like...
All I ask is that you got something worth leaking. That's all I ask.
I just don't think you should do that, man. Like, nobody news should leak, bro.
I mean, it's lame, but hell, if you're going to do it, make it right for the people.
Like, that's not even news anymore, like, when your news leak. Like, I don't... But here we are. We're talking about it. And the ladies were saying that the dudes get angry because we hate to see them have fun. I mean, okay, ladies, if that's what y'all want to look at man meat, that's fine, but, you know... Like, y'all was going overboard with it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to see that shit. Like, I'm on my Twitter timeline, and all I see is penises, and I'm like, what the fuck, man? And so, you know, have some respect, man. You know.
I just feel like niggas ain't niggas when you just showing your dangling.
I just don't understand that. Like, even if somebody hacked into your phone, but that's crazy. So, yeah, man, you're my loser, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Baby!
Yeah, except for
the baby.
Yeah, for doing this because I just think it's a publicity stunt. I know it is. I know it is. Deep down in my heart, I feel that. Pause.
Deep down.
Yeah. Do you have any shout outs?
For 2019, for the last time of this year, you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, the Lunch Crew, and anybody representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
She represents her city,
nigga. And he's a hater. I'm not a hater. And say your damn keep.
I'm not a hater, man.
Shout out. That's what it sounds like.
How am I a hater?
Because you won't let me be great. If I say I want to shout out my city and I'm representing my city, and then you got to come behind me. Ain't no echo in this motherfucking garage.
Man. I just said
Let me say my thing. Go ahead and get yours together.
Oh, man. You know, mine is simple, man. Shout out to B-Eazy, man. Hey, man. Props to B-Eazy, man. Woo! Even though we recorded all these shows this year, you had to post them all this year. So shout out to B-Eazy, man. Shout out to Saul Wright, man. Saul Wright. Talking Kicks all right over there doing his thing over there, man. Rich ass nigga sold enough rice to move out the damn hood, man. It's all right. Finally moved out the hood to the nice side of town. Okay. That nigga's bubbling with the rice, man. So, you know, shout out to him.
Save us a little pot.
Shout out to GQ Blue, man. He got the KitchenAid mixer now. And he made some baked empanadas. I thought you were supposed to fry empanadas, but you know, hey, man, you do it how you want to do it, GQ, man. You know, so don't mind me, man. But GQ always, what do you call himself? The something. The kitchen of Pop, something of Papa John's kitchen or something. The chef of Papa John's kitchen or something like that. He calls up. He always chefing up something. Shout out to Short T, man. Short T put me onto the Impossible Whopper, man. I tried the vegan shit. Short T always listens to the show, man. So shout out to him. Shout out to Ruler myself. Another always listening, always let you know, always sharing. That's how you know. Shout out to Rick James, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Peppy J from Be More, Steph from Be More. Shout out to Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, Light Skin Kanye, RT3, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, MJ Money9S, Stacks, Jay Williams, who else? Amazing App, Dragon Lady, Sleazy, Filthy, anybody of that site to fuck with the kid, the Laugh Line Sports Podcast, the Some Light Podcast, the Humbly Arrogant Podcast, I know these niggas never hear this. The $1 million worth of game podcast, the Joe Budden podcast, Desus and Mero, shit. Anybody else that we fuck with, that fuck with us. Shout out to Killer Mike. Shout out to Fonte. Shout out to Roy Wood. Shout out to Trackstar the DJ. Shout out to fucking and who else gave us a drop? Anybody else that gave us a drop, man? Shout out to y'all, man.
You said something about Tracy?
Oh, shout out to Tracy May. Goddamn. You know, voice Nappy Afro. She's on her journey now, so shout out to her. Shout out to Thekka Jones. Shout out to Thekka Jones. That's how he said his drop.
Oh.
Oh, shout out to Dr. Brayson, everybody, Dr. Brayson Network. The disrespectful motherfucking MJ, Dr. Cam, K-Law, the truck driver. That's our family over there, so go over there, fuck with DrBrayson.com. Shout out to the good brother, 12 Cal. 12 Cal Podcast, man. Another good brother that we fuck with. He's family. Shout out to him. Anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, and no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Man, it's just been a great year, man. I appreciate all y'all listening to us, man. You know, we'll be back, you know what I'm saying, with another show. So just enjoy it, you know what I'm saying. If you know, have a good holidays. Be merry, drink good, smoke good,
eat good,
all that, you know what I'm saying. Have a good time. Be safe, you know what I'm saying. Hopefully everybody make it into 2020. You know what I'm saying? You know, and you have a little quick moment of silence for everybody we lost in 2019. All right. And, you know, that was that. And, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, like, look, man, just let's be healthy. Drink your waters. Eat your vitamins. Say your prayers. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully we on this this million-pound ball of rock flying through space at all kind of miles an hour. We'll be safe. You know?
Yeah, we'll be safe.
So for the last time in 2019, signing off, this is your boy King Germ.
And this your girl Queen Germ.
And this has been the Frocast. I enjoyed myself. And we out this bitch. Oh, forgot. Rate your show, man.
I'll say a 9.1.
9.1? I'm going to go, I match you a 9.1. You know what I'm saying? So that way we both even as we roll out of here. Even Stevens.
Okay.
Even swaps. No swindles.
Keep fucking people.
Yeah. Keep making babies. We need more kids here. We need more babies.
We need quality.
Yeah. Still. Well, we just need to stop fucking there because there's a lot of unquality people out there. Just saying. But yeah, man. We out this bitch, man. Have a good one, man. Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, Kwanzaa, and all that good shit.
Okay. I'm going to say something. Arkansas.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, Mama say, I'm gonna say what I say, but I'm not gonna stop. I'm gonna say what I'm saying, I'm not gonna stop. I'm gonna say what I'm saying, I'm not gonna stop. I'm gonna say what I'm saying, I'm not gonna stop. I'm gonna say what I say, I'm not gonna stop. Yeah, it sounds like it. But we out, man. Peace.
That's the end of the show. Go to nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com